Sunday, the 1st of June, of the Shimon Zovit, Matan Torah.
We're now about to enter the last week of our preparation towards Matan Torah. I'd like to say a few words this morning which are relevant to one of the necessary achronos that we need for Kabbalah HaTorah. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Name after Elef Zugim Talmidim Hoyele Rabbi Akiva, the well-known Gemara. There were 12,000 pairs of Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva had. V'kulam meitu v'perik echot. They all died in the same period of time. Mipnei shaloi noagu kovid zel ozel. Because they didn't deal respectfully one with the other. And the Gemara says, when was this period? Tana. Kulam meitu nipeita abaser. They all died within the period of the Meir Omer between Pesach and Aseret, and we have to understand why in this particular period of time, why was this particular period of time chosen for their death. I'd like to turn to another Gemara, Gemara in Shabbat Tafeches Omed Aleph. The Gemara says as follows, Vayisyatzvu betachtit aho. Klal Yisrael stood underneath Har Sinai. The Gemara explains they literally stood underneath. Says the Gemara, Melamed Shekofa Kodesh Baruch Hu Aleihem Et Ohar Kegigis. So the Ribono Shel Olam lifted up the mountain above their heads, like a lid of a barrel, and said as follows, Im Atem Mekablim HaTorah Mutter. If you're all Mekabel HaTorah, everything will be fine. Dim Lav, but if not, Shom Tehei Kvuraskem. The implication being that the Ribono Shel Olam would drop the mountain, and this would be their burial place, their Mokim Kvura. So in fact, Klal Yisrael had no choice but to be Mekabel HaTorah. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba Chaba Yaakov, Mikan Meido Rabba Loiraisa. Now, Klal Yisrael are called to din. Why didn't you keep the Torah? They have with what to excuse themselves. They could turn around and say, we didn't want to be Mekabel HaTorah. We were forced to be Mekabel HaTorah. You can't blame us. Amar Rova says, Rova, Afal Tikein Hoda Kibrua, at a later point in time, Klal Yisrael were mekabel the Torah berotzu. Yichsiv kimu vekiblu hayehudim. Bimei motche ve'ester, Klal Yisrael reached the madrega of Kabbalah HaTorah berotzu. Well, we have to try and understand it as follows. What took Klal Yisrael so long? And why just then were they able to be mekabel the Torah? We're speaking about a period of approximately 1,000 years between Mamad Har Sinai and Yimei Mordechai Ve'Esther. That period of 1,000 years spans some of the most glorious periods in the history of Klal Yisrael. Straight after Matan Torah, through the Midbar, the Mishkan, the Mokom HaShavuot HaShechina, there was Eich Le'Amon, the Dodea, and yet they weren't able to be Mekabel the Torah, but also they go into Eretz Yisrael. We have the Nevi'im, being in Amikdosh, they saw 10 Nitzim every day in the Beit Amikdosh, Dovid HaMelech, Shlema HaMelech, and yet they weren't able to Mekabel HaTorah Berotzen. And yet years later, when they were downtrodden, when they were oppressed, when they were in Golus, all of a sudden, they were able to uplift themselves and reach the Madrega of Kabbalah HaTorah Berotzen. What happened then? What Madrega did they attain then that they hadn't attained beforehand? This is what we have to try and understand. And in order to understand this, we have to have a look at Chazal and try and work out what is the achonah hanitzreches, what is the prerequisite that Klal Yisrael needs in order to be mekabel HaTorah. Pasuk says in Parashat Yisro, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Haha. We're speaking about Klal Yisrael, we're speaking about a rabbin. It should have said Vayachanu, not Vayichan Loshen Yochid. Well known, the Chazal, Rashi brings it down, the Klal Yisrael are referred to Beloshen Yochid, because at that point in time, they were Ba'achdus Gemura, there was absolute unity in Klal Yisrael, they were Ki'ish Echad, the Lev Echad. Says the Rechaim HaKodesh, that this spirit of unity, this is Achdus Halavovich, was a prerequisite, was a Achona that was necessary for Kabbalah HaTorah. And in fact, if we have a look in Chazal, one sees this borne out, the Divrei Chazal. In Masechet Derech Eretz Zuta, the back of the Gemara Avodah Zarah, we have various Masechet Ketanot, is one of them is the Sefer Derech Eretz Zuta. There is a Perek HaSholem, I think it's the 10th Perek, it's called Perek HaSholem. And over there it's written as follows. The Ribbono Shel said, Hoyel v'sonu Yisrael et ha-machloikis. Seeing that I've seen that Klal Yisrael have learned to hate machloikis, v'ohavu et ha-sholem. They've come to love peace. V'nasu chaniyo achas, and they've encamped as one man, ha-re ha-shol she'etan lehem es tirosi. Seeing that Klal Yisrael have come together as one, this is the time when they're ready for Kabbalah Tatoiz. There's a Yalkut in Parshas Yisroi. The Yalkut says as follows: Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litin Torah LeYisroel Miyad Kishiyotzim MiMitzrayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give Torah to Klal Yisroel as soon as they left Mitzrayim. Aval HaYichalukim Eilu Al Eilu. There was machloikis between the various factions of Klal Yisroel. The Rak Kishahoyu Kiish Echad Beleid Echad. And it's only when they're united, and when there's an absolute spirit of unity, then not only Yisrael Teirosoi, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Klal Yisrael his Torah. So we see from the Dibrei Chazal that we quoted that what was necessary for Klal Yisrael to attain in order to recover the Torah was the Nasu Chaniyo Achas, was the fact that they came together by Achdus to the point that they encamped as one man. When Klal Yisrael are united with a common purpose and they forget about their own Ritzonus, their own will and desires, then they are able to rise to the Madrega of Kabbalah Tatoi. If we look in Chazal, I'll bring various Mekredas, we will find that Achdus gives Klal Yisrael another strength as well. We find when they approach the Yam Suf, the Pasuk says, V'amayim lehem choymo miminom umismoyo. Now choym is written without a vowel. Chemo, which means anger. And Chazal explained, or Daniel Kutshimoini, Samuel, B'shaas Kriyas Yamsu, Samuel stood up and said, Halonoi de Avodah Zorah, Halonoi de Avodah Zorah. You're saving Klal Yisrael, destroying the Mitzrayim. They're equal. They both served Avodah Zorah. V'hoi mashmi'a koiloi l'sav shel yam. The sav of the Yam, heard the call of Samuel, he heard the voice of Samuel, he heard the kitrug of Samuel. Nismal aleim chemo, so the Sar Shel Yam became tremendously annoyed. Ubikesh the toivom, and he wanted to drown Klal Yisrael. He wanted to bring the waters back. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevent him from doing so. But because of this chemo, because of this anger that Samuel generated, it's written Chemo instead of Choymo. We read it Choymo, but it's written Chemo. Meshchachma Asakash. Meshchachma says as follows. What took Samuel so long? In Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam had performed countless nisim, by which he brought Makkas upon the Mitzrayim, and he saved Klal Yisrael from those Makkas. So Samuel should have come along immediately and Makkas done. Why are you punishing the Mitzrayim? Why are you saving Klal Yisrael? Halolei de'avoy de'zorah, halolei de'avoy de'zorah. And yet Samuel didn't say a word. It was only when they reached the Yam Suf that Samuel came forward with his kitrik. Why? Says the Meshchokhma as follows. He says, true, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim at the time of the ten Makkas were oy de'avoy de'zorah. Emes, they were far away from Yiddishkeit, far away from Avodas Hashem. But they had one tremendous mitzvah. They lived together in unity. He says, they loved one another. And when Klal Yisrael are together, the Achdus, the Ribbono Shel Olam performs nisim for Klal Yisrael, there's no place for Kitruk. When Klal Yisrael are together, then there's no mocking for Kitruk, and Samuel knew that. And therefore Samuel didn't say a word. They came to the Yam Suf. There was a tremendous machlokes in Klal Yisrael as to what to do. Some wants to jump in, some wants to go back, some wants to go to the right, some wants to go to the left. They split into four camps. Samuel saw that now Klal Yisrael was splintered, they were fractured, there was no unity in Klal Yisrael. Now's my time to strike. So we see that the Achdus, when Klal Yisrael together, that is salvation from Kitrug that gives them a strength that they can't be destroyed. In fact, it's a medrash at the beginning of Parashat Nitzavim. Pasuk says the Dina Pasuk Nitzovim Atem Nitzovim Hayoin Kulchem. Says the Medrash and Kanisol Kulchem. When they're together, when they're united, Atem Nitzovim, then they have ability to stand. United, we stand is in fact a Medrash based on the first words in Parshas Nitzovim. Atem Nitzovim Hayoin Kulchem. Says the Medrash. Moshul Lamad of Adoyma, it can be compared to the following. A reed, take a single reed, even a small child can break it apart. A reed has no strength at all. Yet you take a bunch of reeds, put them together, even the strongest person doesn't have the ability to snap them, to break them apart. Says the Medrash Kach Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael are badim badim, when each member of Klal Yisrael is a separate entity, then chas v'sholem, the dangers are great. But when we unite together, when we become like a chavila shel konim, like a bundle of reeds, then even the greatest force can't break us apart. This is one of the forces of Achdus. The B'chaim Shmuel Levitz related the Miri Yeshiva in the war years. It's well known, it's documented. They went through a period of travel, a period of golas, and they were the zeicher to tremendous nisim. They went through from Mil. Through Russia, they arrived in Japan, then they went on to Shanghai, and there was a tremendous missing. Chaim Shmuel Levitz noticed one day there was a Chavrusa Bochran that was missing from the Beit HaMedrash. They weren't there. So he went looking for them, and he found them in Ezra's Noshim. They'd gone to learn in Ezra's Noshim. They weren't learning with the main body of the yeshiva. So he asked them, why aren't you learning with the main body of the yeshiva? So he said, we feel more comfortable here in Ezra's Noshim. We feel more comfortable, more airy, it's cooler, it's more roomy, we're more comfortable here. Said Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz as follows. He says, our whole survival here, they were living at one time with the allies of the Germans, our survival is dependent on tremendous nisim. As long as we remain together as a unit, we can hope to be zeich to nisim. If chas v'shalom somebody splits away and becomes a yochid, he needs then tremendous chusim to survive as a yochid. You're much better off joining the main body of the Beit HaMedrash and learning together with us. The Mishnayos and Tanis go through the whole process of Tanias and Tefillas that took place at Chas V'Sholem with the lack of rain in Klal Yisrael. First just the Rabbonim fasted, and so it goes on stage by stage. And eventually they made the Tanis civil, and the Zokin Shebedoir gave Divrei Musa to the assembled people. Says the Mishnah something very interesting. What does he say? Says the Mishnah, he starts off with the word Achenu. Question is, why does the Mishnah dictate, why does Halacha dictate with what word he has to start? What difference does it make as to how the Zokin Shebedoir addresses them? Why are we told that he has to address them with the word Achenu? Says the Meir Tzvi Bergman Shlita in his Sefer Shari Oira explains as follows. He says, no, there's something very important about this word, Achenu. Klal Yisrael, when there's no rain, they're in a tremendous sorrow. Klal Yisrael needs chusim. Klal Yisrael needs to be zecha to agola. Achenu. First thing that the Zokish of Adon has to stress is that we're all brothers. We're all together. There has to be a spirit of brotherhood in Klal Yisrael. And then we can be zechim Yis Hashem to the Gishom and to the rain. He also points out, Sheni v'chamishi, we say a series of Yehirotsons after Kriyat HaTorah. And each one starts Yehirotson. Last one, we ask for salvation from Torah. Then how do we start? Achenu kol beis Yisrael. When we ask for salvation from Torah, we start off with the words Achenu kol beis Yisrael, because this is the way that we can hope to achieve and to be zecher to salvation from Torah. We look through Tanakh, this idea of Achdus, giving Klal Yisrael Atzorah, salvation from Sorah, can be found in Megillat Esther. Haman HaRosha comes to Achashverosh, and he wants to persuade Achashverosh to destroy Klal Yisrael. The Medrash says, he came and told Achashverosh, Lishna Bisha Al Yisrael. So let's have a look what he said. What was the terrible Lashon Hara that Haman said to Achashverosh? Says as follows, his opening words were, Yesh no yam echod, mefuzo mefoyer bein amin. There's a nation which is spread out right through your domain. And you have to understand. If anything, that's the reason not to destroy Klal Yisrael. They don't represent any danger at all. If they all live together in the same place, then the danger would be great. If they're spread out and scattered, a few live here, a few live then, a few live there, what's the danger? What danger do they represent? Where's the Lishna Bisha? And the Mefarshim explained, the Monika Levi explains, the Chidush Arim explains, they all say the same word. In fact, it's based on a Medrash in Tehillim. Yesh Mayam Echon Mufuzim Mefarad isn't just referring to the fact that physically they were scattered throughout Achashverosh's land. It refers to something else as well. There was no unity in Klal Yisrael. They're Mufuzim Mefarad. They're all scattered. There's absolutely no unity between them. Haman knew that as long as there's unity in Klal Yisrael, it's impossible to strike. He came to Achashverosh and he says, now's the time. Yesh Naam Echel Mufuzim Mefarad. There's no unity in Klal Yisrael. Now's the time to strike against them. What did Esther say? Esther said, Lech Knois Es Kol HaYehudim. They explained, Lech Knois Es Kol HaYehudim. Go and gather them together. It doesn't just mean to gather them together physically in prayer. It means to bring them together in absolute unity. What else did she say? She said, Vatsumu Olai. Fastful. Mona Talevi says as follows, Vatsumu Olai, Tanis is referred to as a tzoim. Why is Tanis referred to as a tzoim? What does the word tzoim mean? Where is it derived from? Says the Mona Talevi as follows, tzoim, we find, is the word that's used Tumat HaGidim, when we speak about the place in the body of the animal or chicken where all the Gidim come together, the sinews come together, that's referred to as Tumat HaGidim. The joining together of the various Gidim, the coming together of the various Gidim. The Tzoyim, a fast, is called a Tzoyim because that brings together the various factions in Klal Yisrael. That is why a palace is called Tzoyim. Everybody fasts. Everybody fasts together. Not only that, when a person's fasting, he doesn't eat, the Tivus, Haguf, are weakened. The person doesn't feel as good as he normally feels, and therefore he doesn't have the same Yetzirah, and automatically the same Atanis brings together Klal Yisrael unity. The idea why she asked for Atanis was because within Atanis is the element of Tzoyim, the idea of Tzumat HaGidim, the bringing together of Klal Yisrael. And by doing so, she was hoping to effect an Achdus that would ensure that there would be Zeicha to a Geula. How does the Megillah carry on? It says that when Klal Yisrael were finally attacked, V'omid al Nashon. The Gaon says, V'omid? It should say, V'omdu. Loshen Rabbim. You're speaking about the Rabbim over here. Not V'omid. Says the Gaon, this is written by Loshen Yochid, the teacher, that Klal Yisrael reached the Madrega of Ish Echad V'Lev Echad. Due to the pressure of the Torah, due to the Lech Knois Kol HaYehudim, due to the Tzumo Alai, Klal Yisrael were elevated until they reached the Madrega of Ish Echad V'Lev Echad V'Omid al Nafshom. As far as I know, from the time of Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahav until the V'Omid al Nafshom, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Klal Yisrael never referred to the Loshen Yochid. V'Yichan Shom Yisrael B'Shach Mamad Asina, they referred to Ish Echad V'Lev Echad, and then once again in the Megillat Esther. Right throughout those 1,000 years in between, Klal Yisrael never referred to the Loshen Yochid. Vayisu, Vayachanu, Vayisu, Vayachanu, immediately after Klal Yisrael, after Mamet HaSinai, they referred to the Loshen Rabbim. And perhaps with this we can explain why just the Mordechai and Esther, they managed to reach the height of Kabbalat HaTorah Baratzon and not earlier. We've learned that the prerequisite, the Achona Nitzreches, in order for Klal Yisrael to reach Kabbalat HaTorah, is unity. This they reached B'Shas Mamad Al Sinai, and the next time they reached that point, in order to be nitzel from the Torah, was B'Shas, the story of Mordechai Ve'Esther. And therefore it was only then that we were able to be Kabbal the Torah Baratzon. Kimu the Kiblu HaYehudim, which refers to Kabbalat HaTorah. If one looks at the Megillah, the Kiblu is a Greek sieve. We read it the Kiblu, but it's written the Kibel. Why is it written the Kibel? For the same purpose. Because Klal Yisrael were then Kish Echad B'Lev Echad, and the words that make reference to Kabbalat HaTorah are the words which are written B'Loshen Yochid, Kimu the Kiblu, Kimu the Kibel, because it was due to that unity that they were able to reach the height of Kabbalat HaTorah. There's one more place in the Megillah where they refer to Loshen Yochid, and that's as follows. V'kibel ha'yehudim et ha'sheichelu la'asif. The kibbul there again is written Beloshin Yochid, says the Gun in the same place, they were Ki'isha called Belevechod. What's that possibly referring to? Some of the professional explain as follows. The kibbul ha-Yehudim is Hashem Hechelu La'atoy, referring to Kabbalah HaTorah. Hechelu La'atoy, they started the Kabbalah HaTorah B'mam of Sinai, when they were either Kabbalah Tisha B'chtabu, they started the Kabbalah at least B'oinus, and then the kibbul ha-Yehudim is Hashem Hechelu La'atoy, B'shas, the story of Mordechai V'Esther, the Zman HaMegillah, they were Kabbalah HaTorah. Finally, they finished off the Kabbalah HaTorah in the kibbul. We see that the hachona that we need, or one of the hachonas that we need for Kabbalah HaTorah, is this concept of Kishachot Belevechot. We ask, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died in the days of Sfira, Shelo Nagu Kovid Delazeh. We ask, why were those days, the days in which they died? I think we can understand it now. The Lo Nagu Kovid Delazeh, on their Madrega at least, demonstrated a certain lack of absolute unity, which they had to be punished for. The fitting time for them to be punished for that was the Yimei HaSfira. And the Yimei HaSfira, one of the things we have to work upon is this idea of absolute unity, Kishechot Belevechot. And because that was their chesaron, therefore that was the time when the Ribbono Shel Olam punished them with death. So the Ribbono Shel Olam should help us. We should be zeichet to prepare ourselves properly for Kabbalah HaTorah and be zeichet to be Kabbalah HaTorah, B'Shleimus, Yetzer Hashem, and Chag HaShavuot.